This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. high-profile trial of a white police officer accused, a former officer accused in the death of George Floyd, resumes Tuesday, a day after jurors watched the video of the 46-year-old black man gasping for breath at the start of the trial. Video showing Derek Chauvin pinning down Floyd while handcuffed in police custody last year in Minneapolis, Minnesota, triggered protests around the world against police abuses of minorities. Prosecutors accused Chauvin on trial for murder of using excessive and unreasonable force when he pinned his knee on Floyd's neck on a city street after a nearby shopkeeper accused Floyd of trying to use a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes. Chauvin's attorney countered in his opening arguments, Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do in his 19-year career to restrain Floyd after he had resisted arrest. The city of Minneapolis agreed recently to pay Floyd's relatives $27 million in damages to settle their claims of abuse in the case, but the trial was not delayed because of the settlement. A joint World Health Organization-China study on the origins of COVID-19, set to be made public later today, says that transmission from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak of the coronavirus is extremely unlikely. A draft copy obtained by the Associated Press revealed the findings offer little new insight into how the virus first emerged, leaving many questions unanswered, though that was as expected. But the report does provide more details on the reasoning behind the researchers' conclusion. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is